with the whole notion anyway. I mean, it was very hesitant to put it in, really. I had it sitting in my house, this thing, for years, as the title implies, when you look at the dates. And I just had a couple of old canvases, and somehow or other I had these two tin cans, which were part of something else, and I pulled them out of it and laid them in a corner somewhere. And I guess I struggled with these ellipses forever, just trying to get them just right. And at some point, I after staring at them for hours and hours, I was so frustrated with the ellipse that I said, you know, why don't I just draw a circle? Nice, simple, get a compass out, and it makes it all so much easier. So I just drew one and put it alongside, and somehow or other, this voice somehow was listening to some music, and thought of a record, and at some point I thought of that tin can all over again. I remember that little thing I did in second grade or something, where you put the tin can next to your head and tie a string and pretend it's a telephone. And so I put these little speakers in, and then it sat there for many years, and I thought, what's the conversation going to be, you know? And I really struggled with this. I wrote down all these little scripts, you know, things I'd like to say or could have said and all of that. And I was at a John Cage concert, and someone got up and they were doing some John Cage quotes, and he said, just saying, you know, just quoting Cage now, he said, well, I have nothing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. And I thought, that's just what I needed. And so I came back and I just wired the speaker and let it do all its own thing. And so it's the instrument here. So I thought that was just sort of my little answer to Cage. And happens to be a circle. So I kind of threw it in the show, figuring, okay. And at any rate, having done three in a row, at some point I thought, you know, maybe I could do two. And then it was 16, and for you. And pretty soon I had all these sort of circles that I'd found myself trying to make little conversations with. So really, that's about all. I think other than that, you guys are such a hard act to follow. I feel like they really did say everything that needs to be said, I think, about the circle. And really, I love circle. It's a sacred form, you know, and it's just one of those primal forms, you know. It's a perfect form, and it's all about movement and dance, I guess. I guess in a way, even sound, if you think of the pop of a balloon, you know, and something that's expansive. And it's the world we live in, the globe, the planets, we're fascinated, and I guess we're glued to it. I mean, this is the circle that we're standing on. So I kind of the globe, you know. So at any rate, I think I'll stop right about there and hopefully let you guys go look at the show if you haven't seen it yet. If there are any questions, I'd be happy, more than happy to try to answer them, and one-on-one, I'd be happy to. So anyway, thank you so much for coming, and thanks for the performance.